Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're staring down the barrel of a pretty stark reality. If you've been looking at the job market or even just, doom scrolling the headlines lately, you've probably seen this term floating around.
Yeah, the white collar wipeout. It's a heavy phrase, isn't it?
It really is.
But it captures something very real happening right now. We're seeing a trend where entry level and mid-scale tasks, the stuff that used to be the absolute bread and butter for junior employees, are just being automated away.
Exactly. The sources we're looking at today cite some pretty alarming stats on that. One survey mentioned that 8 in 10 companies report plans to lay off recent college grads or freeze hiring completely.
Right, specifically because tools like ChatGPT can handle those basic summarization and coding tasks now.
Yeah, they call it the junior job seeker headwind. If you're just entering the workforce, or even if you're a few years in, it feels like the ladder has been pulled up a few rungs. You can't just be okay at Excel anymore.
No, you really can't. And here's where it gets fascinating. There is a massive flip side to this gloom.
The AI frenzy.
Precisely. While one door is closing, another isn't just opening, it's being blown off its hinges entirely.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a talent war for a very specific type of skill set.
And the numbers are wild. The sources mention top AI researchers and engineers being recruited literally like NBA stars.
Mm.
We're talking compensation packages up to $300 million over 4 years.
$300 million.
That is Steph Curry money. So the question we're tackling today is pretty simple. How do you move from the side that's getting wiped out to the side that's getting the NBA contracts?
And to answer that, we are doing a deep dive into an educational ecosystem built by the Python Quants.
Also known as TPQ.
Right, TPQ, led by Dr. Aves J. Hilpish.
And we're looking at a specific bundle of three programs here. The Certificate in Python for Finance, the AI Engineer, and the Crypto Engineer. And the mission today isn't just to, look at a syllabus. It's to understand how this curriculum maps directly to that high-paying, production-ready world we just talked about.
The key phrase there is absolutely production-ready. The goal of these programs is to take learners from zero to production and create what the sources call a super quant.
Okay, let's unpack this super quant concept, because I think a lot of people assume that knowing AI just means being really good at writing prompts for a chatbot.
Like, hey, write me a poem about a cat in the style of Shakespeare.
Exactly. And that is exactly the trap. The sources are very clear on this. Prompt engineering as a standalone career is already becoming obsolete.
Think about it. Why pay a human six figures to write prompts when you can just ask another AI to write the perfect prompt for you?
So using the chatbot isn't the skill.
No, the market has shifted entirely. The new baseline is what they call applied AI fluency. Employers aren't looking for people who can use a chatbot. They're looking for engineers.
They need the builders.
They need people who can design, evaluate, and actually operate the systems that run the AI.
Right. It's the difference between driving a car and knowing how to build the engine, install the brakes, and ensure it doesn't just explode on the highway.
That's a great way to put it. They need systems with guardrails, reliability, and cost control. And that brings us to the first program in this ecosystem, which is the AI Engineer, or TAE.
The tagline for this one is from zero to production. And what stood out to me immediately was the structure of it. It's not just one linear path, it's a dual track pathway.
This is a critical distinction, and it really addresses why so many people struggle to get hired after taking a generic coding course. This program runs two tracks in parallel.
Okay, break those down for us.
First, you have the core track. This is the what. It covers the Python and math for machine learning and deep learning. You're building large language models, LLMs, from scratch.
When you say from scratch, we're talking about the real nuts and bolts, right? Not just using a pre-made library from somewhere else.
We are talking about implementing tokenizers and attention mechanisms yourself. You aren't just calling an API from OpenAI. You are fundamentally understanding the architecture of a transformer model.
Why does an engineer need to know that, though? If I can just plug into an API that already works, why do I need to know how the tokenizer functions?
Because eventually the model will break, or it will give you a weird hallucination, or it will become way too expensive to run at scale.
Oh, I see.
If you don't understand the underlying architecture, the actual mathematics of attention, you can't debug it. You're just guessing in the dark.
But then you have the second track alongside that.
The engineering track.
Which is essentially the how.
And frankly, this is the get hired track.
Mm.
This focuses heavily on software engineering best practices. We're talking CI/CD pipelines, containerization with Docker, testing, packaging, and model serving.
This is the stuff that usually separates a standard data scientist from a true machine learning engineer.
Precisely. A data scientist might build a model in a notebook that works perfectly on their local laptop, but that's pretty much useless to a company like a bank or a major tech firm.
Because it doesn't scale.
Right. An engineer ensures that model can run in the cloud, handle thousands of concurrent users, and not crash the whole system. And this is why the TA Key program is so obsessed with portfolio-driven learning.
I saw that term pop up a lot in the sources. Portfolio-driven. What does that actually look like in practice for someone taking the course?
It means the goal isn't just to get a certificate at the end. The certificate is just a piece of paper. The real goal is a comprehensive GitHub portfolio.
Building a body of evidence.
Exactly. The sources mention specific capstone projects, like implementing gradient descent from scratch, training custom models, and actually deploying AI agents.
So when you walk into an interview, you don't just say, hey, I know how to do this.
No, you pull up your GitHub and say, here is the code where I implemented this algorithm. Here is the Docker container I built for it. Here is the deployed application running live.
That is undeniable proof of skill. It completely bypasses the whole junior headwind problem.
It does. And they make it very accessible to build this portfolio, too. They use these Collab-ready notebooks.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. What does Collab-ready mean in this context?
It means one-click execution on GPUs. It removes that massive initial friction of how do I set up my local environment and install all these dependencies so you can just get straight to the actual learning.
That is a huge time saver.
And it's built entirely on the open source stack, primarily using PyTorch. So you aren't learning a closed, vendor-specific tool that might disappear in a year. You're learning the absolute industry standard.
So that covers the general AI engineering side. But let's pivot a bit, because TPQ, the Python quants, didn't just start doing this yesterday. They have a serious pedigree here.
They absolutely do. They are leveraging over 10 years of professional online training experience, and their traditional bread and butter has always been finance.
Which brings us to the flagship program, the Certificate in Python for Finance, or the CPF.
This is where the sheer scale of the material really hits you.
Yeah, we're talking 400 plus hours of video instruction, over 3,000 pages of documentation.
It is massive. And the formula for the superquant we mentioned earlier really comes directly from this program. The source defines it as an equation. Finance plus Python plus AI equals the superquant.
It's a really powerful equation. Originally, this program was extremely strong on the financial domain expertise, things like derivatives, asset management, algorithmic trading.
Right.
But what's fascinating is how they've recently updated it. They've added what the sources call a hardcore update.
Hardcore sounds intense.
It does, but it's a very necessary evolution.
What does that actually mean for the learner, though?
It means they aren't shying away from the academic rigor anymore. In the past, maybe you could get away with just being a reasonably good coder. Now they've added serious modules on microeconomics, mathematics basics like linear algebra and calculus, and deep financial theory with Python.
Why the return to the basics? Why force someone learning AI to study microeconomics?
Because if you are building an algorithmic trading bot, you are participating in a live market, and markets are driven by supply, demand, and game theory. If you don't understand the underlying economic theory, your code is just making blind guesses.
So to be a superquant, you can't just be a code monkey. You need to understand the financial reality deeply.
Exactly. But at the same time, they've kept that strict production focus we talked about with the AI engineer.
Yes. It's no longer just about doing some analysis or making a pretty chart in a notebook. It's about fluent Python engineering. Can you build a robust data pipeline? Can you rigorously test your trading strategy? Can you deploy it securely to the cloud?
And the final project for the CPF sounds like an absolute beast. It's a graded research notebook.
It is. And it's structured exactly like a formal academic research paper. You have to explicitly defend your assumptions, meticulously document your methodology, and present your results clearly.
And it's graded directly by the director, right?
Yes, by Dr. Hilpish himself.
That feels very different from a standard online boot camp where you just pass a few automated multiple choice tests and get a badge.
It's night and day. This becomes a major career asset. It really bridges the gap between a traditional university degree and a modern coding bootcamp.
You get the theory of the degree, that hardcore math, but you also get the undeniable portfolio of the bootcamp.
That's a perfect way to put it. And that naturally brings us to the third piece of this puzzle, which I think is arguably the most unique and maybe the most misunderstood part of the bundle.
The crypto engineer, or TCE?
Misunderstood is definitely the right word for it.
I have to be honest, when I usually hear the phrase crypto course, I immediately think of someone trying to sell me a new altcoin or tell me how to get rich quick trading JPEGs. It usually has a very hype-driven vibe.
And that is exactly what this program is not. The sources are very emphatic about this. This is not about trading speculation or crypto bro hype.
What is it about then?
It's about engineering systems with absolute confidence.
So it's for the plumbers of the system, not the gamblers?
Exactly. It's for the risk leads, the core dev teams, the engineers who actually need to sign off on system security and sleep at night. There's a specific curriculum spine that flows through the material.
Walk us through that spine.
It starts with the primitives hashing, public key encryption, then moves into Bitcoin foundations, covering keys, scripts, and consensus mechanisms. Then it moves to markets and DeFi plumbing.
And then it ends with live ops, which is the part that gets really interesting to me.
Yes, the live ops section is where their pedagogy is totally unique. They run these things called drills.
Like fire drills for blockchain.
Basically, they have wallet recovery days and fee policy playbooks. They simulate high-stress incidents, like walking through exactly what to do when you have a stuck withdrawal.
That sounds incredibly stressful, but highly useful.
It's essential. Think about the fundamental difference here. In traditional finance, if you mess up a database entry at a bank, you can usually call IT and roll it back.
Right. There's a safety net.
But if you mess up a transaction on a decentralized blockchain, the money is just gone forever.
Incredibly high stakes.
The highest stakes. So they focus entirely on creating operational runbooks and compliance binders.
Artifacts that prove a learner can handle the irreversible nature of these systems.
Exactly. You walk away with a physical or digital binder that says, I know exactly what standard operating procedure to follow if the system creates a stuck transaction or a node goes down.
It's about incident readiness. It tells an employer, I am a safe pair of hands in an industry that is notoriously risky.
Which is exactly what institutional crypto needs right now. Safe hands.
Okay, so we have these three distinct rigorous programs. TAE for general production AI engineering, CPF for the hardcore financial superquant, and TCE for the secure crypto systems engineer.
Right.
But they all live under one educational roof. So what's the shared DNA here? How is all of this actually delivered to the student?
It all comes down to their integrated delivery platform, which they call the Launchpad or the Quant platform. It centralizes everything. And one feature that really stands out is their concept of living books.
Living books, as opposed to what, dead ones?
Well, in a way, yes. A traditional physical textbook on programming is essentially dead the moment it's printed.
Especially in AI.
Exactly. If you bought a hardcover book on PyTorch 6 months ago, it's probably already missing major features or using deprecated code that won't even run today.
The field moves way too fast for paper.
So these are HTML and PDF books that are fully integrated with the code itself. There are roughly 19 of these books and core documents across the whole bundle.
And because they are digital and platform integrated, they can be updated continuously as the industry changes.
Right. It's a living stream of knowledge rather than a static snapshot. And combined with those books is a massive emphasis on a practice-first philosophy.
Which ties back to those collaborating notebooks we mentioned.
Yes. There are over 600 of those Jupyter notebooks ready to launch instantly. The entire philosophy is do first, read later.
I really love that approach. Don't sit there reading a dense chapter on gradient descent for an hour.
No. You run the code for gradient descent first. You watch it execute. You tweak a parameter. You see how it breaks the model. And then you go read the living book to understand why it broke.
It completely changes how you retain the information. You're engaging with the material actively, practically, not just passively absorbing text.
But we should address the elephant in the room. 400 hours of video, 600 notebooks, 19 books.
It sounds incredibly overwhelming. How do they prevent people from just burning out or getting completely lost in the weeds?
That is a very valid concern. To keep you on track, the program provides these coaching guides.
What do those look like?
They are weekly or biweekly PDF guides that break down exactly what you need to study day by day. It gives you a highly structured path.
So it might say, on Tuesday, just focus on this one specific notebook in these 10 pages.
Exactly. The directive is often something like, read small, run everything, save tiny artifacts. It makes the mountain climbable.
And if you do get stuck on a piece of code?
The platform actually includes a custom AI assistant.
Let me guess, trained on their own material.
Yes. It's trained specifically on the proprietary TPQ content. So you aren't just asking ChatGPT a general coding question and hoping it doesn't hallucinate.
You're asking an AI that knows the exact curriculum, the specific notebook, and the exact methodology you are currently studying.
Plus, there's a dedicated Discord server for the community, providing that crucial human touch. It creates a cohort-based feel, which gives you peer accountability.
Which brings us to the director of all this, Dr. Ebes J. Hilpish. He seems to be the central driving force behind this entire methodology.
He is. And the truly unique thing about him is his dual role. He's not just an academic instructor sitting in an ivory tower. He is an active industry practitioner and a prolific author.
Right. He actually bridges that notorious gap between academic theory and industry reality.
Remember, he has a PhD in mathematical finance, but he is actively writing the production code that he's teaching.
Which brings a huge level of trust to the learner. You know, the person teaching you how to build a trading pipeline is actually in the trenches building trading pipelines.
Exactly. You are learning from someone who knows what breaks in production.
So let's zoom out here as we wrap up. We started this deep dive talking about the white-collar wipeout, the anxiety of the junior headwind.
Yes.
If someone is listening to this right now and thinking, okay, this super quant bundle sounds rigorous, it sounds intense, why should they care? What is the core value proposition of dedicating hundreds of hours to this?
The ultimate value proposition is the totally unique combination of skills you walk away with.
It's the triad, really.
Right. You are getting the mathematical and theoretical rigor of a university degree, that hardcore financial theory.
Plus the practical interview-ready portfolio of a modern bootcamp, the GitHub repos, the Docker containers, the compliance binders.
And you are capping it off with the highly specific domain expertise of industry veterans.
Math, code, and domain. Most programs out there really only give you one, maybe two if you're lucky.
Yeah. Exactly. A standard bootcamp gives you code, but zero underlying theory. A master's degree gives you deep theory, but leaves you without the modern production engineering skills. This specific bundle is designed to give you all three simultaneously.
And the why now of it all is just the sheer urgency of the 2026 market.
It is. If the entry-level job is fundamentally disappearing, you simply cannot afford to be an entry-level candidate anymore.
Gaining production-grade engineering skills in AI, finance, and crypto is essentially playing offense and defense at the exact same time.
It's the best career strategy you can have right now. You are actively protecting yourself from being replaced by an automated bot while simultaneously positioning yourself for those massive, life-changing opportunities in the AI frenzy.
It's about moving up the value chain, becoming the person who architects and controls the automation rather than the person whose daily tasks get automated.
There are no shortcuts to production-grade skills. Sure. You have to build the systems. You have to suffer through the bugs. You have to do the engineering.
So, as we close out today, I want to leave you with a final thought to chew on. We talked at the very beginning about those $300 million pay packages and the hiring freezes happening at the exact same time.
The gap between those two realities is widening every single day.
It is, and it raises a really provocative question for everyone listening to this right now. If the AI tools we use, the chatbots, the synthesizers, are rapidly becoming basic commodities.
Right. If everyone has access to the exact same superintelligence in their pocket,
then where does your personal professional value actually come from? Are you simply the one feeding data and prompts into the machine?
Or are you the one building the machine?
Because the difference between feeding the machine and building the machine might just be that $300 million contract.
Or at the very least, it's the difference between having a thriving career in 5 years and being completely wiped out.
On that slightly terrifying but highly motivating note, thanks for joining us on this deep dive today. If you want to explore the Python Quants curriculum and the Super Quant bundle yourself, be sure to check out the links in the show notes. We'll see you on the next deep dive.
Keep building.